Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to SRP Park. Thirsty Thursday and a Copa night at the ball game. A whole lot of exciting things going on off the field and on it. It's game three of the six-game set in the divisional matchup between the Augusta Green Jackets and Kannapolis Cannonballers. Two sides have faced off eight times already this season, including twice this week. It's a perfect 4-4 split. Last night, Green Jackets coming back from a late deficit, scoring two in the bottom of the eighth inning on a two-run double to deep right center field from Jace Grady. That was all the offense needed to retake the lead, securing a solid start from Luis Vargas and Zach Austin getting his first save of 2024. Green Jackets have seen fantastic pitching. Both of these teams have had spectacular starters. It was Luis Vargas against Jake Peppers yesterday. Two nights ago in the opener, it was Didier Fuentes against Drew McDaniel. McDaniel has already been called up. That was his last outing here in Kannapolis. Got the call this morning, a part of a triad of moves for Kannapolis this season. McDaniel is on to the Winston-Salem dash. Green Jackets tonight, as they try to take the first lead of the series, will send Davis Polo to the mound. Polo, 19-year-old righty out of Columbia, 1-3 with a 3-2 ERA. It'll be his seventh appearance and sixth start, 25 and a third innings. ERA of 3-2, and opponents hitting just 258 against the righty. Not a ton of high strikeout numbers for Polo. He does a good job of inducing solid contact on very rare occasions. A lot of weak ground balls, routine pop-ups. He stays out of the big part of the zone, but not enough on any of those pitches as he continues to develop both physically and as a pitcher. Kannapolis has one of the most high-octane offenses in all of the Carolina League, and it's led by Ryan Galani. Galani, leaving the yard yesterday, gave the Cannonballers the lead in the sixth inning off of Adel Delaney. Ryan Galani this year, the former SoCon Player of the Year at Wofford, who has a lot of family in attendance all week. Currently leading the Carolina League in average, on-base, slugging, and OPS. He's second in the Carolina League in RBIs behind Fredericksburg's Brandon Pimentel in nearly 10 fewer games played. Kannapolis has gotten back-to-back stellar starts between Peppers and McDaniel, and they'll turn the ball over to Aldrin Batista, who will see the Green Jackets for the second time. Batista 3-1 this year with a 2.35 ERA. Number 26 prospect overall in the White Sox system. Has seen the Green Jackets once and got a win in that ball game. Went 5 1/3 innings, 8 strikeouts, just 1 hit. That's still his best outing of the season. Batista, 4-seam, 2-seam, changeup, and slider. He can throw any of those four pitches to both righties and lefties, seemingly in any count. Green Jackets, as we mentioned, it is a Copa de Diversión night as part of Minor League Baseball's league-wide program to celebrate the history and the cultural differences across Latin America and across minor league baseball. So the Green Jackets tonight in their orange and blue uniforms becoming the Pavos Salvajes de Augusta. First time we'll get a full game with these orange and blue uniforms this season, as the Green Jackets in their initial stint as the Pavos on Cinco de Mayo were rained out in the top of the second. So the Green Jackets trying to bring some winning ways and some dry weather into the Pavos uniforms. Direct translation would be wild turkeys, named after the state game bird. Georgia and South Carolina, and Georgia especially, have been full of those wild turkeys that first made their way to the United States by crossing over the border from Mexico and Central America, migrating into the stateside over the last few centuries. So the Green Jackets making it a mission, as a lot of identities have been over the last couple years that have been debuted for these Copa identities. They have found their way into a nice regional tie, and that's what the Pavos Salvajes do too. Take a look at the Cintas standings board as we approach the end of this wrap-up of the Tax Slayer pregame show. This is a South Division matchup. Kannapolis, despite the loss last night, still a game and a half ahead of the Fireflies for first place in the South. Kannapolis at 22-18. Columbia, the next closest, the only other team above 500 in the South at 20-19. Green Jackets 4 games behind Kannapolis, 18-22. Tied with the Charleston River Dogs for the fourth slot in the South Division. On the other side, Fredericksburg Nationals still have the best record in the league, and they're a game ahead of the Carolina Mudcats. Very warm evening, not much of a breeze to speak of. When it does go, it goes right to left. Take a look at the Stokes Hodges keys to the game. Last night was the fifth time this season in which the Green Jackets have won a ball game where they trailed after 7 innings. Able to do so once again yesterday. It's been especially prevalent here at home. If the ball game is close late, you just feel like the Green Jackets are never fully out of it. The fact that they are the Pavos is key number two. It's the first time wearing the jerseys for all nine innings. Davis Polo's first stint in these orange uniforms. And key number three, what can Aldrin Batista do in his second look? Batista's best outing of the season was that opener against the Green Jackets on April 11th. He got his first loss of the season last time out against Fayetteville. Five innings, five hits, three walks, a hit batter, and just one earned run, but he did allow four total. So didn't get much defensive help behind him. Polo and Batista will go toe-to-toe. Polo, his biggest issue has been a lack of run support on the offensive side. We're just moments away. Merriweather Elementary gets us started with the singing of our national anthem before Thirsty Thursday. Once again, good evening all and welcome to SRP Park. Game three between Augusta and Kannapolis, with each side getting a W in the first two games of the week. All told, the season series is even at four apiece. Augusta trying to take the first lead in that season series in meeting number nine out of a total of 15 between the Cannonballers and Green Jackets. Augusta, as part of the Copa de Diversión program, in the Pavos Salvajes de Augusta uniforms tonight. Orange with the blue and black feathers going across the sides and the bill of the cap. Line up for the Cannonballers to get us going this evening. Riku Nishida in the leadoff spot for the third game in a row. You will very rarely see him anywhere but right there. Ryan Galaney up from fourth to second, with Ryan Burrows getting a day off. Galaney, one of the top hitters in the Carolina League over the last 6 weeks, with Caden Connor, who's red hot, hitting third. Albert Sinisian moves up to the cleanup spot. Luis Pineda back in after a day off yesterday, catching and hitting fifth. Drake Logan, 6th. Arxie Hernandez at 7th. Playing 3rd, Mikey Kane at 2nd. And Wilbur Sanchez, the shortstop, rounding out the order against the 19-year-old righty Davis Polo. Polo, 6'1", 150 on his official height and weight. Plays a little bit above that out of Cali, Columbia. Gets his second start against the Cannonballers this season. Took the loss in Kannapolis on April 10th. 3 1/3 innings, just one hit, three walks, and one run in a game where the Green Jackets could not muster a shred of offense. Polo has seen very low run support in every outing of his season so far. First year in Augusta, first year at the high full season level altogether. Polo fastball, slider, changeup. The fastball will be 90-92. Changeup a bit fringy, but works mostly against left-handed hitters. And the slider, sharp, stays around the corners of the zone. Not often you'll see it strike to ball, but uses it more for inducing ground balls than he does to get it on a swing and miss pitch. Polo this season, he will face two lefties right off the bat in the first three with Nishida and Connor. And Davis Polo, lefties have hit him well. 342 for southpaws, 203 for same-sided hitters. Riku Nishida's having a great week. He's been on base four times in eight tries and stolen a bag, leading the Carolina League in walks and runs scored. The patient left fielder gets us ready to go. 87 degrees, the sun shining strongly overhead on a thirsty Thursday in Augusta. Nishida from the left side, Polo from the right. And the first pitch of the day is high. That fastball at 91, starting right on time at 7:05. Nishida able to work his way on base often, and he's a huge table setter at the top of the order. Fastball chopped to second base. Big bounce for Sanchez, and Luis Sanchez over to first. One batter, one out. Defense for the Green Jackets as the bench continues to grow. The rotation level increases. Isaiah Drake is the DH tonight, so Gonzalez is in center with Boucher and Grady flanking him. Verdung, Figueroa, Sanchez, and Compton across the infield, and Harry Owen catching for the second straight night after Jacob Godman was placed on the injured list yesterday morning. Ryan Galaney, a solo homer and three RBIs yesterday, had all three runs driven in for Kannapolis last night. Fastball at 91 thigh high for Polo to get ahead. Galaney, 28 RBIs on the year. Breaking ball just underneath it. Popped up towards the second base side. Sanchez calls everybody off. And two plays made. One on the ground, one in the air for Luis Sanchez to start the first. There's only two lefties in the lineup for Kannapolis. It's Nishida, the leadoff hitter, and the current man, three-hole Caden Connor. After this, it's a line of six consecutive same-sided hitters for Polo. Caden Connor hitting 293 on the year. He's at the DH slot tonight after back-to-back games at first base. First pitch swinging and hurls a fastball foul out towards the parking structure on the other side of the street. 330 to left, 395 to center, 318 to right with a short porch and a 25-foot high fence on the Tax Slayer Terrace. It's a 10-foot high fence everywhere else. Backside ground ball to third base for Will Verdung. Long throw, he was shifted away from the bag, and the side is retired in order. Davis Polo, a 1-2-3 first. His counterpart, Aldrin Batista, will take the mound for the first time at SRP Park this season.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets got themselves a 5-4 victory last night against Kannapolis, scoring a couple runs in the eighth off the bullpen. Lineup for the Pavo Salvajes: Drake, Grady, and Compton at the top. Will Verdung, Luis Sanchez, Lakehair, Figueroa hitting sixth in the middle third. Figueroa at short after a night off. Gonzalez center, Boucher left, and Harry Owen catching. Against the righty, Aldrin Batista. First batter he'll face will be Isaiah Drake, and Drake takes a fastball inside. Batista, a four-seam, two-seam changeup and slider. Fastball 91-93, will flirt with four and five on the radar when he gets going. Fastball a little too far upstairs for home plate umpire William Pascal. He's got the plate for the second time in three games. Andrew Schrock is your field umpire. 2-0 on Isaiah Drake, who got on base a career-high three times last night. Takes a mighty cut at a chest-high fastball. He's a little late on 93. Batista this year 3-1 with a 2.35 ERA, first full season in the White Sox organization after coming over in the Lance Lynn trade from the Los Angeles Dodgers last July. Drake once again late on the fastball at 93. Isaiah missed a month on the injured list with a hamstring issue. Before then, he was still trying to dig himself out of an early slump, and being late on fastballs early in the count was the key issue for him. This is the first at-bat since he's been back. He's looked overmatched. Another fastball, fifth in a row, up to 94. And this time, Drake's on time to sky it out of play. Green Jackets struck in the first inning yesterday against Jake Peppers, put up two runs without a hit, a couple walks, wild pitch, sack fly, and RBI ground ball. Sixth pitch of the AB to Drake. Swing and a miss, strike three. Slider coming back towards the corner. Drake, an emergency hack, not in time. Leadoff man retired by Aldrin Batista. Defense for the Cannonballers, Nishida Logan and Asihan in the outfield. Hernandez and Galani on the corners. Wilbur Sanchez at short, Mikey Kane at second, and Luis Pineda catching for the second time in 3 days. Jace Grady is top 10 in the Carolina League in average and RBIs. Had a great night again yesterday. And the leading offensive force for the Pavos takes a fastball high and away. Grady hitting 304 with four homers and 25 RBIs. Has been at the top of the order, one or two in every single game he's played. Breaking ball. Late call, but called a strike. A ball and a half off the outside corner. A good frame from Pineda. William Pascal does like to widen his zone, especially early in the day. Batista's 1-1 is clobbered out towards deep left field. Nishida ranging over at the track and makes the play. Ball hung up just a little bit. Late run on the fastball, and Batista got it away from the barrel of Grady. Still a hard contact, but run down by Nishida. Two up, two down in the first. Polo retired the Cannonballers in order in the top half. Batista trying to do the same in his second look at Augusta. Allowed just one hit in five and a third with a career-high eight strikeouts in his first outing of the season back on April 11th at Atrium Health Ballpark. Compton underneath the changeup 0-1. Drew Compton back at first base again. Chops the breaking ball foul quickly 0-2 on the Green Jacket three-hitter. Compton had a great April and a fantastic start to the year in general. Has slowed down a tad in May, if nothing else, just regressing to the mean. Trying to work back on elevating and barreling baseballs. Chops softly to first, but foul. There's a heater that Batista would like to not repeat, and Compton would like to have back. Fastball down the middle at 94. Batista still just 20 years old, one of the top 30 prospects in the White Sox system. Breaking ball skied out to right field. Albertson, a C-in ranging back, has all the time in the world and makes the play. Three up, three down with one strikeout for Aldrin Batista. Neither side reaching base in inning number one.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art cyber technology center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Side went down in order against Davis Polo in the first. The 19-year-old righty will now face Asian, Pineda, and Logan in the heart of the Cannonballer order. Green Jackets in those Pavos Salvajes Copa de Diversión uniforms. They will wear them two more times over the summer after this, before raffling them off for auction to benefit the National Wildlife Turkey Foundation towards the end of August. NWTF partnering with the Green Jackets for the Copa team named after the wild turkeys they fight to conserve. First pitch to Asian of the second is a heater just high. Albertson Asian 1-for-4 with a strikeout yesterday. The Green Jackets have been racking up the punch outs on the pitching side in back-to-back days. Fastball driven out to right field. Jace Grady tracing back towards the warning track, and he'll make the catch. Four up, four down for Polo to begin his night. Hard hit ball for Messian, but hangs up in the air with plenty of time for Grady to make the play. The Wild Turkeys across the state of Georgia, the official state game bird of Georgia. And because they're a species that made their way originally from Central America and Mexico and then migrating north, just seemed like a natural fit for the Green Jackets' Copa de Diversión identity. First pitch foul down the left field line by Luis Pineda underneath the feet of the bullpen members. The Pavos staff in the pen have made it a mission to never move on a foul ball no matter how close it gets. 0-1 breaking ball misses low and outside. Rare misfire from Polo to start the day. He's gotten away with a couple pitches in the center of the zone as the Cannonballers see him for the first time this week. Still settling both in. Fastball chopped to third. Another chance for Verdung. Two big hops. A very high throw, and Compton can't make the catch. Too nonchalant from Will Verdung, just dropping the arm slot and side-arming the ball over to first. Compton making a great effort on the trampoline play, but unable to make the catch. An E5 puts Pineda on base as the first base runner for either team. Hard hit ground ball beaten right into the dirt in front of home. Verdung had plenty of time. Pineda not running hard at all is on base for the first time this week. Drake Logan with a man aboard as Polo's from the stretch for the first time. Fastball driven out to left field. Boucher coming in. He can't make the catch. Just misread the baseball. Boucher just stood frozen, stuttering towards the baseball, and it fell right in front of him. Top spinning line drive. Two on. Still just one out. A miscue by Boucher, but that's a single nonetheless. The fact that the ball was misplayed does not, in fact, constitute an error. So Pineda with an E5, Logan with a catchable single, and two base runners on in the middle of the order for Arxie Hernandez. Arxie 206 on the year. He's 2-for-7 in two games this week, one of a handful of Cannonballer players to see time in all three contests. Floated into shallow center field. That's down for a base hit. Pineda had to make sure it fell in front of Gonzalez, so everybody goes station to station. Bases loaded, one out on three straight balls in play from the 5, 6, and 7 hitters. The error off the bat of Pineda got the tides turning, and two pitches later as Logan and Hernandez both attack the first pitch they see. Sacks full for Mikey Kane. Kane 0-for-4 with three strikeouts, the only game he's appeared in this week. That was the opener on Tuesday. And time is called. William Pascal steps out in front of home plate and announces that Mikey Kane committed a pitch timer violation. So that's strike one to begin the at-bat before Kane even sees a pitch. Gives a brief advantage to Davis Polo. Slider, Kane is aggressive and too much so, 0-2. First baseman Compton is playing in. Third baseman Verdung is halfway. Figueroa and Sanchez up the middle, shifted to the pull side, but deep. Trying to turn two if they can. 0-2 on the speedster, Mikey Kane. Breaking ball a little too far outside. Kane starting the hands, but holding up in plenty of time. Harry Owen ranging to his right to keep it close and caught the ball on the short hop. Logan, the fastest of the three runners on base, he's at second. So a ball to the outfield. Look for him to try to score. 1-2 from Polo was popped up towards third base. Verdung into foul territory makes the catch. Infield fly had it been fair as Verdung and Pineda exchanged some laughs as Pineda pantomimes breaking off of third. There's a big second out and an RBI chance now and a key at bat early for Wilbur Sanchez. Sanchez, nothing if not consistent, came into the week hitting 250, one out of every four. Got four at-bats yesterday and had a hit in one of them. Keeps the average right where it started the week. Bases loaded, two down in the second. Fastball popped up to right field. Everybody attacking heaters early. Grady's there. Sanchez was underneath it. And the bases are left loaded. Polo bears down on a pair of pop-ups. And we are scoreless in the middle of the second.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest green jacket styles available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yep, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rate, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you're looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Pavo Salvajes retired in order in the first against Aldrin Batista. The 20-year-old righty will now see Verdung, Sanchez, and Figueroa, three consecutive right-handers. All three batters in inning number one for the Pavos hit from the left side. You had the true lefty Drake and the switch hitters Grady and Compton. Lefty-heavy lineup for the Pavos tonight as both the 7-hitter Gonzalez and 8-hitter Boucher also hit from the southpaw side. Will Verdung 0 for 4 last night with a strikeout and an RBI groundout. First pitch of the second is a slider just off the outside corner. William Pascal not granting that piece, a little bit too far out. Zone has only expanded once or twice today, and it's been away to lefties. A little further outside with the slider, ball two. Verdung hitting 194 this year, not a prototypical cleanup hitter, but provides lengthy ABs time after time. Two-seamer in on the hands fools Verdung badly. Got tied in knots on a hitter's count. Good time to activate the two-seam for the first time from Aldrin Batista. He'll use that against righties and lefties alike. Tries to do so again, but this time a little too high. Both four-seam and two-seam will peak around 94. Verdung ahead 3-1 as he angles to be the first base runner for the Pavos tonight. Batista, the 3-1 pitch, fouled back right near the same spot as ball three was. A little bit closer to the zone, and Verdung's eyes lit up. He was on it, but spun it the wrong direction. Full count on the leadoff man for the second consecutive inning from Aldrin Batista. Steps back and hurls from the windup, breaking ball outside. Verdung draws the walk. He's on for the first time. Verdung's 19th free pass issued of the season gets the Green Jackets a base runner with nobody out for Luis Sanchez. Batista just 9 walks in 6 starts entering tonight across 30 and two-thirds innings. Came into the evening 3-1 with a 2.35 ERA. Joined Kannapolis and was solid down the stretch last season. Acquired at the beginning of August in a trade with the Dodgers. Sanchez bounces it back to the pitcher's mound. On the first base side, Batista collects it. It's a swinging sacrifice bunt from Luis Sanchez. Verdung moves into scoring position, and Luis is out number one. First man in scoring position for the Pavos this evening. A chance for Lake Hare Figueroa to get on the board. Figueroa's third game back from injury, got a day off yesterday. He's supplanting Diego Benitez at the shortstop spot this evening. Figueroa 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a hit by pitch on Tuesday against Drew McDaniel. Fastball at the eye line, ball one. Figueroa in just 11 games played, hitting 231 this year. Settled into a solid versatility role. He can play second, short, and third and give you average to plus defense at all three. Not a very patient hitter, likes to swing early in the count. 1-0, taking that one a bit too far outside. Figueroa just 1 walk in his first 11 games played. Did have 3 RBIs and 17 strikeouts. Verdung, not a typical burner, but a very smart base runner, has stolen 7 bags in 8 tries. 2-0 fastball, two-seam is too far inside. Figueroa showing uncharacteristic patience, and he's ahead 3-0. Winston Sawyer coaching first tonight. The manager, bench coach Connor Justice, has first base, and it's Sawyer who relays the signs on whether or not Figueroa has the green light. Short lead at second from Verdung, being held on at second by Kane. Figueroa is swinging away. Fastball at the top of the zone is fouled back. Robert Gonzalez is the man on deck. Gonzalez playing in his second game out of three and first game in center field this week. Verdung extends a little bit farther off. Mikey Kane lazily waving the bare hand in that direction, just trying to keep him decently close. Batista's focus is on the plate, and Figueroa fouls the two-seam back. More two-seams than four-seams this inning for the righty Aldrin Batista. At the time of the trade last year, was leading the Arizona Complex League in strikeouts, was the pitcher of the month for July in the ACL before coming over here, and he was immediately promoted to low A Kannapolis right here in his first escape from complex play. Batista's battled back from 3-0 to 3-2. Payoff to Figueroa. Fastball flared into center field, base hit. Verdung got a late start. He'll stop at third. A strong arm out there from Drake Logan. Figueroa's got his first hit of the month of May. Verdung's up to third. Men at the corners, one out for Robert Gonzalez. Gonzalez in center field, where he was for nearly every game in the month-long spell in which Isaiah Drake was not available. Drake's your DH tonight. Green Jackets, at the behest of the Braves player development staff, usually give Isaiah one true day off and at least one day at the DH position per week. Gonzalez comes out swinging, rips one out to deep right center field, carrying way back there and gone. First professional home run for Robert Gonzalez, and the Pavos are on the board first. Hanging changeup for Gonzalez. He doesn't miss it. 395 to right center field. It lands in the playground, and it's 1-0. Green Jackets as the Pavos take a three-run lead. Gonzalez's first pro home run comes at a crucial time to give Augusta an early lead. Pio Boucher steps in from the left side. He's over top of a slider and nods the affirmative as he knows he was beaten on that swing. Batista trying to work quickly. You can see the frustration after giving up the homer. Boucher nubs that one off his ankle behind 0-2 on back-to-back off-speed pitches. Just the second home run given up this season by Aldrin Batista and first on the road. SRP Park was loosely modeled off the dimensions of Oracle in San Francisco, so the right center field gap, there's a sharp angle on the wall where it juts in towards home plate slightly. Boucher late on a fastball. Three pitches, three strikes for the second out of the inning. Second strikeout of the night for Batista. Two away and Harry Owen, the nine hitter, will be the final man to see Batista the first time through. 0-1 takes a first pitch changeup high. Harry Owen waiting for his first hit of the week and of the year. Second stint with the Green Jackets this season. He's 0-7 overall. Owen promoted in large part due to Jacob Godman being injured, but also was coming up replacing Alexander Martinez, who got sent back down to the Florida Complex League. 1-1 on Harry Owen, the backstop out of Cosumnes River Community College in California. Fouled into the Green Jacket dugout down the third base side, 1-2. Batista has gained some confidence and has pitched well after giving up the homer. The leadoff walk came around, the Figueroa single. 1-2 heater high on the two-seam. Pavos up 3-0 in the bottom of the second, striking first for the second consecutive ball game. And that's a very big piece of information when it comes to this Cannonballer squad. Owen late on the fastball, strike three, back-to-back batters punched out by Batista after the three-run homer. Gonzalez gets his first as a pro. The Pavos lead 3-0.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like
discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Beating them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. Tax Slayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with auto pay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Pavo Salvajes playing with the lead, a 3-0 game after two. Robert Gonzalez's first professional home run, giving Augusta an early three-run lead. Riku Nishida leading off, top of the order, two up for Kannapolis in inning number three. And we mentioned right before the break that the fact the Augusta Green Jackets scored first was such a key moment. Got the numbers from Kannapolis broadcaster Dan Helody. Kannapolis has played 40 games. 20 times they've scored first, 20 times it's been the other way. Nishida lays a bunt down. Polo has to hurry, and the throw is up the line off the helmet of Nishida. A late break to second. He's running without a helmet, and he's in without a play. Nishida just makes things happen, and immediately the Cannonballers put a man in scoring position. Drop the bunt down. Nishida can fly, and he comes barreling out of the third base batter's box immediately as it is. It'll be a single and an E1 on Polo that allowed him to move up. Going back to the numbers, 20 games Kannapolis has scored first, 20 games their opponents have. In the 20 where Kannapolis strikes first, they're 16-4. When the other team goes up early, they're 6-14. A big difference in win percentage for the Cannonballers when trying to play behind. First pitch slider to Ryan Galaney. Galaney chases over top. Nishida has very good speed. It was evidenced by that bunt, which turned into an infield single. Being held on by Sanchez at second base, trying to be the first run of the night for Kannapolis. 0-1 to Galaney, popped up. First base side, Polo, the only one chasing over. Compton just watches it roll out of play a few rows back. Breaking ball, a bit more of the plate than the last offering. No balls and two strikes on Galaney. Had three RBIs yesterday. He's 3-for-8 this week outright. Nishida, the leadoff man at second after the single and the error from Polo. Polo's 0-2. Fouled away. Tried to run the fastball at 92 past the bat of Galaney. High and outside, he was able to stay alive. Connor and a C in behind him. Polo looking for the always difficult to find zero after a multi-run inning. Breaking ball, Galaney chops it off his back hip. Was out in front of the slider, but once again, we'll see at least one more pitch. Good crowd. Still filing in. A lot of members on the concourse for Thirsty Thursday. Not a bad reason to be on the concourse today either. Live music from DJ Teddy going throughout SRP Park all night long. 0-2. Backside base hit into right field. Nishida flying around third. There will be no play at the plate as Gonzalez nearly airmailed the cutoff. RBI single from Galaney. Sanchez holding Nishida on at second was giving up the whole right side of the infield. RBI single from Galaney. Back-to-back men reach to start the third, and there's the first run of the night for the Cannonballers. Galaney's fourth RBI of the week, 29th of the season. Second on the roster only to the man at bat, Caden Connor. Fastball low and away. A good early count pitch from Polo, but on a two-strike swing. Galaney knows he needs to shorten up and did exactly that. Connor pulls off of a fastball 0-1. Caden ended the first inning with a ground out to third base. Wilver Dung made the play over in the direction of shortstop. Verdung was playing even with the bag. Now he backs up and stands where the shortstop normally would, between second and third and deep. Connor still swinging away. A bunt would have been a base hit, but Connor has too much power to give it up, always thinking about four rather than the guaranteed one. Back-to-back foul balls. Connor behind 0-2. Former Cal State Fullerton Titan went in the 19th round of last year's draft, after leading the Titans in a plethora of offensive categories in his senior season. Short lead from Galaney gets a tad larger with two strikes. Polo a long hold. Continues to wait and then picks over a soft toss as he realized Galaney had not been leaning perhaps as much as he believed. Connor back-to-back games at first base the last two nights. He's the DH today, a half game off, focused only on the hitting. Fastball driven out to deep left field, carrying that direction. Boucher looking up, and we are tied. A backside home run. Warm night, light breeze going that way, and Connor gets just enough barrel to poke it over that wall. Second home run of the week for Caden Connor. All three men that have hit have scored here in the third. Second home run of the season given up by Davis Polo. Fastball up and out, but not high enough to avoid the barrel. Connor just going with the pitch, and although he was underneath it, it sneaks out just to the right of the 330 sign. Boucher kept drifting back, battling the sun, and eventually ran out of real estate. Acian fouls the first pitch slider out to center field. Robert Gonzalez is there for out number one. Took longer to get to the first out of the third than Polo expected. He's been roughed up for three to tie the game. Pavo's got a three-run shot from Gonzalez to deep right center field, and now it's answered immediately. The single from Galaney and the two-run blast from Connor. Connor's fourth of the season. He has a team-high 36 RBIs. Slider Pineda over top of it. Luis Pineda, the catcher, reached on an E5 in the second and was stranded at third base. It's a brand new ball game. Slider on the ground is short. Figueroa has it. Crow hopping out number two. Back-to-back batters retired. Two ground balls for Pineda. He's 0 for 2. Three runs on four hits for the Cannonballers. Three runs, two hits, and two errors for the Pavos. Despite the error, all three runs will be earned on Davis Polo. Nishida would have scored regardless, and he got on without the help of the error. He simply advanced from first to second on the throwing error. First pitch to Drake Logan is a slider on the inside corner. Logan a single back in the second. 1-for-1 today, 4-for-9 this week. Every single time Logan's put a ball in play, it's been a hit. All five outs have been strikeouts. Slider just misses. Going back to the breaking ball more and more, second time through the order, as Polo and Owen work together for the first time this season. Slider was a tad too far below the knees. There's a breaking ball right where he wanted to put the last one. Knee-high slider, and Logan behind 1-2. Cannonballers have tied the game at 3 with a single and a two-run homer. 1-2 pitch to Logan. Fastball, swing and a miss, strike 3. First punch out of the night for Davis Polo. Cannonballers strike back, and we're tied immediately at 3, heading to the bottom of the third.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at Wellstar, highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. Tax Slayer. File fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
Pavos put up three in the bottom of the second. Cannonballers put up the same number in the top of the third. Deadlocked at 3-3 entering the bottom half. Augusta has Drake, Grady, and Compton, their top three hitters in the order, ready to see Aldrin Batista for a second time. Batista giving up just his second home run of the season on Gonzalez's first stateside home run. Augusta then had a three-run lead that quickly evaporated. Drake drops a bunt down. Batista scrambling in front. Throw on to first, just in time to get Drake. Batista with his strong arm, a half step ahead of Isaiah Drake. Arcy Hernandez was playing in, but got a late break home. The ball was deadened halfway between home plate and the pitcher's mound. Athletic play by Batista to retire Isaiah Drake. One pitch, one out in the third. That certainly benefits the starter Batista, who threw 35 pitches to get through his first two innings. Grady was taking all the way regardless, but the fastball brushes him back, was leaning over the plate a tad. Jace trying to restart some offense, lined out to left field, and is only at bat. Flies one to that side of the park again, but it'll stay on the infield. It's the shortstop Sanchez making the catch. Three pitches, two outs in the third. This is what has separated, among many other things, the first place Cannonballers from the fourth place Green Jackets. Augusta put up a multi-run inning. They were unable to stymie with a zero. Cannonballers built the momentum back with three runs of their own, and now they're one out away from a quick 1-2-3 inning and going back to the offense. Drew Compton takes a changeup at the knees. Compton popped up to right field to end inning number one. Drew's 0-for-6 with a walk and an RBI this week. Fastball back to the corner, 94. Compton just watching so far. Batista working very quickly. Gets the ball, gets the sign, and goes. Compton hammered up the middle, base hit. There's Drew's first knock of the week. Compton moves up to 1-for-6. Been on base a couple occasions as well, and the Green Jackets have their first base runner with two outs. Verdung walked and scored in the second. Was over at third after Figueroa's single, and then trotted home on Gonzalez's blast. Time is called. It was a cacophony of asks for time and screams of hold on from the Kannapolis dugout. Looks like there was either a ball boy crossing or some sort of debris on the field. Compton a short lead. First pitch to Verdung. He's out in front of the slider. Good tight breaking ball from Batista, who's settling in here in the third. Starting to slow himself down a little bit more. And more often than not, that just keeps the control right where he wants it to be. Second consecutive breaking ball. This one too far inside out of the right hand of Aldrin Batista. ...20-year-old out of Aswan, the Dominican Republic. Same hometown as Robert Gonzalez, who hit the home run off of him. Same city, just a year apart. You have to figure at some point their paths have crossed prior to this. Beauty of baseball bringing them back together on a Thursday night in the Carolina League. 1-0 on Verdung. Spiked in, two balls and a strike. First base coach Connor Justice in the ear of Drew Compton. Compton's 5-of-7 stealing bases. But as we mentioned a couple nights ago, that's generally on the back end of double steals. You don't often see him go of his own volition. 2-1 fastball at the top of the zone. Verdung tried to bend underneath the pitch, but the count runs two balls and two strikes. Verdung has taken each of the last three offerings after waving at a slider to start the at-bat. Batista trying to strand the two-out single at first. Heater outside, ball three. Batista animated, bouncing his way off the rubber. It's not that he thought that was going to be a strike. It certainly wasn't. But you could tell he was frustrated that it wasn't quite where he wanted the pitch to go. 3-2, Compton still being held on. He'll be off on the leg lift. From Batista to Verdung, the payoff pitch. Slider spun towards first. Delaney grabs it, flips underhand, and Batista steps on the bag. Two out single, and that's all the Pavos muster in the bottom of the third. 3-3 after three frames. Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yep, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rate, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441. Good things are happening at
SRP. Davis Polo allowed three straight hits at the top of the order in the third. Nishida, a bunt single. Galani, a true base hit. And then Caden Connor, a three-run homer. Ball game is 3-3 in the top of the fourth. Arcy Hernandez leading off against Polo. A lot of early swings from the cannonballer, so 33 pitches to get through three innings for Davis. Hernandez a single back in the second. Got left on at first base after the inning ended with back-to-back pop-ups. Arcy takes a first pitch slider right down the center for strike one. Hernandez 213 on the year. Third straight start, and he nearly wore that one upstairs. Fastball around the helmet. We'll have Hernandez leaning back. He'll be followed by Kane on deck and Sanchez in the hole. 7-8-9 trying to flip it over and give Nishida another chance to instigate some action. Slider Hernandez can't lay off. Breaking ball mirrors the fastball very well. The two pitches tunnel off of each other, look very much the same coming out of the hand. It's not an especially sharp breaking ball. It doesn't sweep all the way across the plate, but that's the way to be successful. Slider a little too far out. Hernandez wanted to start, but held the hands back just in time. First full game for the Green Jackets as the Pavos Salvajes. Trying to bring some wins into the orange uniforms. Breaking ball was not caught cleanly, but it was strike three swinging. Owen flips it over to Compton. Second strikeout in as many batters for Polo after not punching out any of the first 14 men he saw. Mikey Kane's 0 for 5 this week with three punch outs. Popped up to third base in his only at bat so far. Kane digging in from the right side. 17th round pick last year. First pitch from Polo, fouled back. There was something in the scouting report that the Cannonballers picked up on, whether it was Patrick Leland, the manager, Charlie Romero, the hitting coach, or the video coordinators on the squad. But somebody saw that the plan for Polo was swing early and swing often. Barely a batter's gone by where Kanapolis has not attacked the first pitch. There's a slider low and away. Kane out of Oregon State. Former Beaver went in the 17th round, was an all-region player against LSU in the postseason for the Beavers, who are perennially one of the top teams in the Pac-12, are now the Pac-2, and one of the more depressing features of college realignment. 2-1 on Kane, trying to reach base for the first time this week. He spins a fastball back. Heater at the top of the zone. Kane just a tad underneath it. Two balls and two strikes on Mikey Kane. Polo's retired the leadoff man for the third time in four tries. 2-2 slider. Popped up behind shortstop. Figueroa, a long run. Boucher sliding in. He bobbles it and can't make the catch. Kane going to second. The relay from Figueroa is in time. Boucher trying to make the diving catch. It doesn't stay in the glove. And Figueroa over to Sanchez. Kane got too aggressive. It'll be a single and out advancing for Mikey Kane. A bloop between short and left. Kane gets his first hit, but he will not stay on base. Two up, two down in the fourth. Polo's retired the last five men he's faced. Wilbur Sanchez 0 for 1. Holds the hands high. First pitch from Polo. Another first pitch swing. Polo likes to use the big portion of the zone early in counts. Fastball and slider both. We have yet to see a changeup from the 19-year-old right-hander. 0-1 roped into right center field. Robert Gonzalez was playing that way into the gap. Well positioned by the coaching staff. Three up, three down in the top of the fourth.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Fourth inning of work for Aldrin Batista. Went 1-2-3 almost in the third. Did so in the first and could not quite replicate, but still posting his second 0-3 tries. Canapolis is able to tie this ball game up with three runs of their own in the top of the third. Score is 3-3. Sanchez, Figueroa, Gonzalez, 5-6-7, all getting their second look at the righty. Batista, no stranger to going deep into ball games, as long as his command is on, which it has been today. There's no debate about his ability. Time was called. It looked like home plate umpire William Pascal was pointing at something out in center field. Not sure if there was an issue with a ball on the field or something with the fans out there. Sanchez, first pitch pop up. Mikey Kane, the second baseman, drifts back and makes the play. So one pitch, one out for the second inning in a row. Drake, a first pitch bunt out in the third. Sanchez, one pitch and a pop up. Lakehair Figueroa had a single in the second. Spun a two-strike fastball back up the middle and then came around on Gonzalez's homer. First pitch from Batista. Figueroa's over top. Thought he might be taking after one pitch, one out. Got a fastball that began thigh high and sunk right underneath the barrel. Figueroa at shortstop tonight, replacing Diego Benitez, who gets a night off. He's underneath the slider. Fastball down, breaking ball up. Usually you'd see the opposite of that, but it's worked so far. Figueroa using his timeout. Batista already perched atop the rubber, just waiting for the ball to be put back in play. As soon as it is, he fires a fastball off the glove of the pitcher. It goes up to Mikey Kane. Batista tried to knock it down, and Kane makes the play. If he did make contact, indeed, it's a 1-4-3. Batista has now retired seven of the last eight batters he's faced. Robert Gonzalez, the big swing tonight. First pro homer for Robert Gonzalez. Over the wall in right center field and into the kid zone. Gonzalez from the left side against Batista. Slider too far out. For Gonzalez, that was RBIs number 12, 13, and 14. Down in the 7 hole, still trying to carve out a big role for himself. He's over top of the slider. He's not going to be the everyday center fielder anymore now that Isaiah Drake is back, but he has the ability to play all 3 outfield positions. Fastball at the knees, called a strike by William Pascal, 1-2. Great speed, good defense. Trying to add the hit tool as well. Chasing the slider, strike 3. 1-2-3 inning in the 4th. A pop-up, a ground-out, and a strikeout. 3 zeros in 4 tries for both pitchers. We head to the top of the 5th.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet Ula!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
An efficient evening for Davis Polo carries him into the 5th frame. Allowed 3 runs on 6 hits, but has thrown just 45 pitches through 4 innings to do so. As we've talked about, a lot of early barrels and early outs. Riku Nishida began the 3rd with a bunt single, advanced to 2nd on an error by the pitcher, and scored on Galaney's RBI knock. Nishida hitting .260 on the year, 1-for-2 today, and 4-for-9 in 3 games. Swinging away here, at the very least not showing bunt. He'll take a fastball high and outside. Polo's career high is 6 innings. He did that out of the bullpen 2 weeks ago in Myrtle Beach in the 12-inning affair between the Pelicans and Green Jackets. Fastball high and away with 2 consecutive heaters. Polo's gone 5 innings twice as a starter, including his last time out against the Salem Red Sox, who scattered 5 hits but just 1 earned run. 3 straight misses high and arm side. Everything the same for Polo. He'll try to make the adjustment. Nishida's such a patient hitter. He's hard to work with as it is. Then you factor in the small strike zone and the plus bat control. It's a difficulty for any pitcher. 3-0 to Nishida. Down the middle for strike 1. Riku taking all the way. Put together some good swings and good at-bats, whether it's barrels or bunts. This is who you want to have leading off the game and leading off an inning. It's game number 41 for Kannapolis, and it's start number 39 in the leadoff position for Riku Nishida, former Oregon Duck. Polo out of the windup, the 3-1 pitch is a fastball at the knees. Nishida tried to sell it and take a couple steps towards first, but a late call from William Pascal. Count runs full on 5 straight takes from Riku Nishida. Payoff, fastball down the left field line, hooking towards the corner and foul. Left fielder Boucher was playing away from the line. That was a guaranteed 2 bases at least. Had that one fallen in fair territory, but a bit too much spin, slicing off the lefty stick. And Nishida, although he stays alive, does not find extra bases for the time being. 6 pitches, 6 fastballs from Polo. Number 7 is a breaking ball and fouled away. Slider in on the hands in Nishida's patented running swing. jogging out of the box even as he makes contact, keeps himself alive. Polo asks for a reset as the ball boy was behind home plate and still is, which forces William Pascal to step away. A lot of back and forth running for the ball boys today. Number 7 to Nishida, ball 4. Fastball in the dirt. Nishida's on to start the 5th inning. Been on twice in 3 tries. Second walk drawn by him this week. First walk issued outright by Davis Polo, just his 10th of the year. Ryan Galaney had the single that brought home the first run of the night for Kannapolis. Infield stays in the pull shift they had last time up. Galaney shot it through the wide open right side for a base hit. Out in front of the slider to begin the at-bat, nothing and one on the former Wofford Terrier. Galaney leading Wofford in nearly every offensive category and was top of the SoCon in nearly as many. Named Conference Player of the Year and got drafted on day 3 yesterday. Out into center field, a great read from Nishida. It falls in front of Gonzalez, but so shallow, in fact, that Riku can't move up to third. Two-hit night for Galaney, and just like the third inning, back-to-back men at the top of the order are on with nobody out. Caden Connor, the biggest swing of the night for Kannapolis, and now there's 3 different relievers for the Pavos, all stretching. Raben Corona appears to be the most agile of them all. Riku Nishida at second, Ryan Galaney at first with nobody out in the 5th. Fastball misses low and inside to Caden Connor, who took a high and outside fastball just over the high wall and left, dropping it onto the concourse in front of the Tito's Tap sign. Nishida a one-way lead being held by Figueroa. Breaking ball, Connor's out in front. Caden now 3-for-9 with 2 homers and 5 RBIs this week, bringing home runner after runner. Connor second in the Carolina League in RBIs entering tonight behind only Brandon Pimentel of the Fredericksburg Nationals. Roped into center field for a base hit. Nishida flying around third. Gonzalez's throw comes into the cutoff man, and the Cannonballers are in front. Davis Polo just cannot solve the top of this order. Barrel after barrel by the top 3 hitters. A walk and 2 singles and a 1-run lead for the Cannonballers. Slider hung. Connor didn't miss it. Was leaning out over the plate and drives that one into right center field. Gonzalez hustling quickly to cut it off and threw to third, which is a wise decision. Kept Galaney at second base. Albertson Asian 0 for 2. Takes a fastball down the gut. Now the Green Jackets have a catcher ready and waiting for somebody to throw. It looks like Raben Corona's getting loose with Dawson Diamond, who was added to the roster last night, being the bullpen catcher. 0-1 slider low and outside. There's only 2 catchers active and healthy on the roster right now. Jacob Godman added to the injured list yesterday. He's here in town. He hasn't reported to Northport and extended spring the way Drake and Figueroa did when they hit the IL. Hopeful for it to not be a lengthy stay. Still haven't heard who the emergency catcher would be. We know the emergency bullpen catcher is video coordinator Lyle Pfingst. That doesn't seem to be very relevant if something happens and you need somebody in the actual game. 1-1 to Asian. Fastball, check swing. Bounces just foul. Barely got away from home plate. One of the better heaters of these late innings for Polo, who looked very good to start the first, but since then it's been a crowded series of bases. That was 93 with late action running in towards the hands. 4 runs, 8 hits, and 4 plus for Kannapolis. Fastball, strike 3. A mighty cut from Albertson Asian. He goes by the wayside. Out number 1 is recorded here in the top of the 5th. Polo trying to get through 5 for the 3rd consecutive outing. Luis Pineda reached on an error and grounded out to shortstop. Jackets would take another grounder here. Set up a double play. Polo from the stretch. Slider at the knees of Pineda for strike 1. Corona getting going. He's fully off the mound and ready. Another run coming home in this inning might spell the end of the line for Davis Polo. Fastball popped up down the right field line and away foul. Velocity has held firm for Davis Polo. He's been 92-93 for the duration of the ball game. Almost certainly the last inning no matter what, trying to at least get through the fifth. 0-2, good swing on a slider by Pineda to stay alive. Another breaking ball that caught a bit more of the plate than Polo would like with two strikes, but still well located enough that Pineda can't push it into fair territory. Men at first and second, Cannonballers have scored four unanswered in the last three innings and lead 4-3. 0-2 fastball outside, ball one. Pineda catching for the second time in three games. Signed way back in 2018. Second straight year with the Cannonballers for Pineda behind the dish. Slider, swing and a miss. Back-to-back strikeouts for outs one and two in the fifth. Four punchouts on the night for Polo. As we mentioned, not a big strikeout pitcher. That ties his season high for starts. His career high came as six in the relief appearance across six innings against Myrtle Beach, and all but one were with that slider. Drake Logan, a strikeout and a single. Struck out to end the third with nobody aboard. Now he has two men on base. Fastball just low. Came in right at the bottom of the zone. But with Harry Owen having been set up belt high, he had to drop the glove down and went down and then back into the zone rather than sticking it and framing it for the benefit of William Pascal. Second heater in a row. This one spun foul in the direction of Pat Leland. Leland, the manager, coaching third. It's the bench coach, Daniel Milwee, who coaches first. Ball and a strike on Logan. Cannonballers have taken the lead on an RBI single from Caden Connor, who has six RBIs in three games. Three each of Tuesday and tonight. Slider just off the outside corner, a little bit too far. Galaney has deceptive speed at second base. Connor, adequate at first. Outfield playing a bit to the opposite way with Gonzalez shifted towards right center. 2-1 slider, Logan a late swing. It came in through the front door. And at the last possible moment, Logan realized he should probably swing at that pitch. 2-2 as Polo tries to get through five and keep the deficit at one after Kanapolis has taken the lead here. Boucher even further away from the left field line. There's nobody in the zip code. It goes that direction, but foul. Zach Austin, who's protecting the bullpen catcher Dawson Diamond, a good job of at least deflecting that ball as it seemed duty-bound to end up right in the back of the dome of Diamond. Got to have somebody protecting the catcher who's backs to the field of play. Another 2-2 to Logan. High fastball runs the count full, so that will put both runners in motion. Galaney from second and Connor from first will be off on the delivery. Arxie Hernandez is next. Base hit scores one. Anything to the gaps or down the line should score two. Payoff pitch, just missed. A ball and a half off the inside corner. Slider never quite came back. The sacks are full on the second walk of the inning and of the night for Davis Polo. And Winston Sawyer's coming out. Arxie Hernandez is one for two. Sawyer hasn't made the move just yet. Corona thinks he's coming, and now he gets the call. Polo will not get through the fifth, 4 2/3, and it's a big spot for Raben Corona, who needs to step up and hold the line to keep it close in a one-run game.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest green jacket styles available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate or shop online anytime at www.hivepro.com.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening. At SRP, all loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on the individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441. Good things are happening at
SRP. Winston Sawyer goes to his bullpen, and it's number 56, Raven Corona, making his eighth appearance of the season here in Augusta. 2-2 with a save, an ERA of 7.11. Also had one appearance in Rome where he got hit around in his time at the high A level. Corona last worked against Salem on May 17th. So he's on 5 days of rest, and he took the loss in that ballgame. Comes in with the bases loaded and two outs to face Arcy Hernandez. First pitch to Arcy is a slider low and away. Corona, fastball, slider, and changeup. Changeup, much like Polo, a distant third offering. It's primarily fastball and breaking ball. Hernandez 1-for-2 with a single and a strikeout. Corona's fastball called a strike. William Pascal shook his head twice. Not sure who he was shaking it at, but then he made the call after that shake. Maybe he just had water in his ears. Who knows? It was 1-1 regardless. Sacks full of cannonballers. One run already home in the inning, and Corona pulls the fastball to the glove side. 15 strikeouts, 7 walks for Raven in 12 2/3. He stranded 4 of 7 inherited runners. Gets 3 that he has to babysit here in the 5th. Delaney, Connor, and Logan. Slider hit foul towards Pat Leland, the manager and the third base coach. Flips it into the Pavos dugout. Just quickly getting it off the field of play. 2-2 as Corona tries to leave him loaded in the top of the 5th. Galani a massive lead at third. Connor at second. Logan at first. 2-2 slider hit well out to center field. Gonzalez racing back. He leaps, can't make the catch. Two runs are home. Logan coming around from first. There's no play at the plate. It's a bases clearing double for Arcy Hernandez. Gonzalez had to run a long way. He was playing surprisingly shallow for the power that Hernandez has. And Arcy clears it over his head. 3-run double for him. RBIs 13 through 15 on the season. And that closes the line on Davis Polo. All three inherited runners score on one swing. A hanging slider out towards the 395 sign. Score is 7-3 and all 7 runs go to Polo. Ground ball off the bat of Mikey Kane. Sanchez to first. 4 runs in the inning. 3 on one swing from Arcy Hernandez. Cannonballers have opened it up. 7-3. They lead by 4 halfway through the game.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires autopay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Cannonballers bring eight men to the plate in the fifth and score with four of them. RBI single from Caden Connor, three-run double from Arxie Hernandez. Have the ball game at 7-3. Long time in between pitches for Aldrin Batista. Had a lengthy wait in that four-run fifth. He's back out for his fifth frame and will try to hold the line here. Augusta does not need to get them all back in one swing, but you'd like to start breaking the ice. First pitch changeup, hit out to second base by P.O. Boucher. One pitch, one out for the third straight inning. Green Jackets are matching the early impatience of the Cannonballers that we saw in the first couple frames. But unlike what the Cannonballers did, it's been outs when they attack early. Harry Owen, the nine hitter, taking all the way, slider on the corner. Owen still looking for that first hit of the season here in the single A level. Had a couple hits, including a walk-off double in his time in the Florida Complex League. Undrafted free agent from a couple seasons past. Chops that one foul, 1-2. Owen signed in 2022, did not get drafted in the second year in which the draft had been shrunk from 40 to 20 rounds. But got the call quickly and signed rather than going back to the junior college ranks. Popped up in foul territory over towards first, leaning against the wall, and a nice catch is made over there by Ryan Galaney. Two up, two down. The last six men have been set down in order by Aldrin Batista. And great body control by Ryan Galaney to lean over the fence just enough to make the catch without flipping in. Isaiah Drake, a strikeout and an unsuccessful bunt attempt. Batista's at just 60 pitches. Drake swings through a changeup, 0-1. Green Jackets have three runs on three hits. They've worked one walk as well. Fastball nearly hit Isaiah to even the count. Four strikeouts induced by Aldrin Batista. Has gotten a lot of early weak contact. So the strikeouts have been secondary, but they've certainly been there, especially against the bottom of the order. Isaiah late on the fastball, 1-2. Drake does have one of those four strikeouts. Looking to avoid the second straight 1-2-3 inning. Slider called strike off the outside corner. Came close enough to the edge for William Pascal to ring up Isaiah. There's strikeout number five. Seven straight men retired by Aldrin Batista. He's got a good game going. And Raven Corona is back out for the sixth.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with a skilled team at Wellstar. Highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar. More than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster. And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
7-3 Cannonball is in the top of the sixth. Final line for Davis Polo. 4 2/3, 8 hits. That's tied for the most allowed by a Green Jacket pitcher this season. 7 runs, 2 walks, and 4 strikeouts. Left with the bases loaded and 2 outs, and Arcy Hernandez hit a 3-run double to straightaway center against Raven Corona. Corona back out for his first full inning. And the fastball to start the seventh misses high. Begin the sixth, excuse me, there. It'll be Sanchez, Nishida, and Galani. So 8 of the 9 men in the order hit for Kannapolis. You have to be happy if you're the Cannonball. It's another chance for the top of the order to continue the hot streak they're on right now. Nishida, Galani, and Connor have gotten on base one after the next. All three have gotten on in each of their last 2 times through the order. Sanchez, a pop-up to right and a line out to center. He's 0-2. 1-6 with a strikeout in 2 games. Did not appear in the opener Tuesday. Back in the lineup in the 9 spot tonight. Slider misses low, ball 2. Take a look around the Carolina League scoreboard. Pelicans up 5-0 on the Mudcats in the top of the 6th. Myrtle Beach trying to work their way back into contention in a tightly wound South Division. First and last separated by just 5 games. With about a month still to play in the season, or the first half of the season at least, as you try to get that automatic bid into the playoffs if you can win the first half. Right now it would be the Cannonballers and the Frednats. 3-1 on Sanchez. Corona from the stretch in the dirt. Ball 4. Leadoff man on with a walk. Flips the lineup back over for Riku Nishida. Lynchburg up 3-1 on the first place Frednats in Fredericksburg. Bottom of the 4th there. Plenty of time for the Freddies to get back on the board. Charleston is currently tied with the Green Jackets at 18-22 this season. Charleston leading the Down East Wood Ducks 4-1. Columbia up 6-3 on Delmarva in the 5th. First pitch to Nishida. Runner goes. Fastball called a strike. Owen a late throw. That was a great jump by Sanchez, and he's in easily. First stolen bag of the night for the Cannonballers. Sanchez has his 3rd of the season. Takes away a double play opportunity. Nishida took the fastball down the center for strike 1, allowing Sanchez to get in there. Columbia, even as we speak, is just taking the lead. We've got a pitch timer violation on Riku Nishida. So it's 0-2. Rarely will you see one mid at bat. Generally, it's the first pitch. Occasionally, trying to reset yourself for a 2-strike offering, you get burnt. Not usually on that one. Sinker a little too far off the corner, ball 1. So Columbia now up 7-3. Fireflies a game and a half back of the Cannonballers in first. And Salem's up 7-1 on the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, who will face next week. Breaking ball. Hit softly to second. Sanchez to Compton for the first out of the inning. As Sanchez Wilbur moves up on the play by Sanchez Luis. 2-for-3 day for Nishida. He's been on twice in 4 tries. Galani is 2-for-3 with an RBI single, has scored 2 runs. He's found barrels in each of his last 2 at-bats. Infield comes in on Galani with the man at 3rd base. Cannonballers trying to add to their 4-run lead. Off speed below the zone. Aldrin Batista has been relatively efficient, so there's nobody up in the pen. A little bit of stretching for Kannapolis, but nobody off the mound as Batista tries to go 6. Has not gone more than 5 1/3 this season, but has gone at least 5 in every outing. 6th inning has provided him some trouble, and if the Pavos Salvajes are able to get back in this game at all, that's something that's going to need to happen once again, but you have to hold the line here, in danger of getting out of hand. 2-0 to Galani. Fastball. A little bit too far inside. Ball 3. Green Jackets have 2 more ball games in these orange, blue, and black Pavos Salvajes jerseys as part of Minor League Baseball's wildly successful Copa de Diversión initiative. Taking all the way, fastball to strike. Caden Connors on deck, who has 3 RBIs, a home run, a single, and 2 runs scored. Copa started about 4 or 5 years ago with a handful of AAA teams adopting second identities. Fastball strike 2. Galani tried to walk out of the box. It was right on the corner. But it's since spread to nearly all 120 teams. Allows the marketing staff to get creative with the names and the merchandising. New colors, a new way to find the fan bases. Breaking ball off the diving glove of Figueroa. That'll be a base hit. Galaney has his third straight single, his second RBI, and the lead is 8-3. Figueroa did everything he could, diving to his left as soon as he reacted, but just didn't get the glove closed quite in time. It ricochets off the black mitt and into shallow left center. Galaney's on for the third time in as many tries after popping up to start his day. Cannonballers lead the Carolina League in so many categories offensively. They've been up there with the Hillcats and the Mudcats for batting average. Connor drives one deep right center field. Grady at the track. He leaps into the wall and makes the catch. Grady never lost sight of it and able to make the play for a long out number two. Connor was watching out of the box. Thought he might have had all of it. But it gets deep in right center before it juts back in. That was to the part that's not extended towards home plate. And instead of leaving the yard like Gonzalez's similar swing did, it'll be an out caught by Grady on a nice running catch. First pitch missing low to Albertson Asian, who's 0 for 3. Asian, the only man in the lineup tonight to have yet to reach base. Wild pitch off the kneecaps of Harry Owen. The slider ricochets towards his own dugout. 90 free feet for Ryan Galaney puts him in scoring position with two down. Eight unanswered runs for the Cannonballers as they try to take their second win in three tries here at SRP Park. Green Jackets became the Pavos, going back to the previous point a couple years back, joined in on the initiative. And for Augusta, it's gone beyond the surface level changing of the name, fastball called a strike. Green Jackets have done everything they can to partner with local organizations and local cultural heritage sites and groups across the CSRA, recognizing different regions of the Hispanic population in Latin and Central America as the fastball runs in and caught Albertson Asian on the back arm. A running fastball. You don't see a pitch hit there very often. Asian's hit by a pitch, and he's now on. So all nine starters have reached for the Cannonballers. We've had DJ Teddy out here a couple times. We've had a salsa duo that's been on top of the dugout on and off in between innings, pregame and early in this contest. There were traditional dancers out here on Cinco de Mayo. Every time the Pavos jerseys come out, it's a little bit more energetic here at this ballpark. 1-0 slider missing in to start the at-bat for Luis Pineda, who's 0 for 3, but reached on an error in the second. Breaking ball, another big swing in a night full of them for Pineda. He has not been cheated a single opportunity. After the error for Pineda, it's been a ground out and a strikeout so far. Was the final out recorded by Davis Polo. Polo then walked Logan and was yanked in favor of Corona. Ground ball off the mitt of Corona. Sanchez still has it in his sights. And they'll strand two aboard. But another one comes home in the top of the sixth. Kannapolis now up by a game-high 5. They lead 8-3.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at Wellstar, highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
If the Pavos want to rally, now is the time. Aldrin Batista trying to get through the sixth inning for the first time this year. And Augusta has Grady Compton and Verdung, 2-3-4, set to hit once the ball is put in play. There was a ball that got past the bullpen down the right field line of the Cannonballers, so that was the reason we delayed on the first pitch. But now we're ready to go. Grady's 0-2. First pitch hammered out to center field. And it's over the head of Drake Logan. He came jogging in lackadaisically and paid the price. Grady motoring around third. The throw into the cutoff. He's being sent to the plate. The throw is in plenty of time. Winston Sawyer got too aggressive. A great relay from Logan to Wilbur Sanchez. And Drake Logan's miscue is erased on the out at the plate. Grady got all the way to third, motored into an accelerated form as he came around third base, realizing he was being sent. Just not a chance to come home on a perfect relay from Wilbur Sanchez. It's a triple and an out, no error. First hit of the night for Grady, but he's still out number one. 1-0 on Compton, through the right side base hit. So had you left Grady at third, it would have been a single and an RBI. Instead, there's one out and a man at first. Fans recognize that. Compton and Grady have both put good swings on to start the sixth. Drake Logan just, I don't think, realized the level of backspin that ball had. It just kept carrying, and after a few semi-important steps forward, he leapt and could not make the catch. One on, one out. Verdung knocks a slider back into the net, and now there is somebody throwing. Verdung, a walk and a ground out to first. He's 0-for-1 today. No balls in a strike with a short lead at first base. Fastball hit through the hole. Three straight hits to start the sixth. Batista's woes in the sixth inning continue. And with every passing barrel, the out at home plate weighs larger. Pavos have a man throwing in the bullpen. Do not know who it is at this juncture other than the fact that it's a righty. So that erases Shoemaker and Gutierrez. That's it. Pitching coach Blake Hickman coming out. After three straight hits to start the sixth, one out and two on base. The batter will be Luis Sanchez, who's 0-for-2, and now there's some movement going in the Kannapolis pen. A handful of relievers stretching the best they can. And that's part of why you have Hickman out there right now, is stalling for time while also looking to reset Batista. Has tied his season high with 5 1/3. He's gone there twice. It's the second outing in a row against the Green Jackets for Batista, where he's gotten 16 outs. Winston Sawyer's always an aggressive send as a third base coach, and it's hard to blame him without the benefit of hindsight. Grady is fast. It was just a perfect relay from Logan to Sanchez to Pineda. Luis Sanchez takes a called strike, top of the zone at 91. Verdung at first, Compton at second, back-to-back singles after the triple and out from Grady. Nishida playing very deep in left, a C in shallow in right. Logan splitting the difference in center. 0-1 slider in the dirt to even the count. Luis 1-for-8 with a couple strikeouts in three games played. On Tuesday, got his first career appearance in the cleanup position, and then last night, the first time he's been at the DH spot this season. Whole lot of firsts this week for Sanchez. Second straight breaking ball missing low and outside. A very good backhand on an athletic play by Luis Pineda to keep it in front. Pavos have not scored since the second when Robert Gonzalez left the yard for the first time in his pro career. Two on, one out in the sixth. Trying to cut the deficit a little bit. Batista from the stretch. A long look back at Compton. Fastball. Flurried foul. Off the bat, just hooking into the bullpen of the Cannonballers. Two balls and two strikes on Luis Sanchez. Lake Hare Figueroa's one for two on deck. Compton gets a bigger lead. Mikey Kane no longer holding him on. Verdung has never been held on this at-bat by the first baseman, Galaney. 2-2 slider gets past Pineda. Another breaking ball in the opposite batter's box. It's a wild pitch. Pineda saved the first couple pitches of that nature from going all the way to the padding. This time unsuccessful. It's ball three. It moves Compton up to third and Verdung up to second. And now Galaney's looking in towards the coaching staff to see if he needs to be in or not. In a five-run game, he will not be. And back to the windup for Aldrin Batista. Pineda gives him the sign. 3-2 pitch. Fastball fouled away, reaching out to the corner. A little too close for Sanchez to take, and he stays alive. Sanchez will see a seventh pitch in this at-bat. Two in scoring position with one out in the sixth. Batista from the windup. Outside, ball four. Went back to the slider. Sanchez would not be tempted. Four straight men have reached. Only three have stayed there, but the sacks are full for Lake Hare Figueroa with one out. Blake Hickman already came out. That was a long at-bat. A lefty's throwing in the bullpen. Looks like Frankelli Arias. Figueroa's one for two. The double play is in order. And Figueroa fouls the center cut fastball back towards the on-deck circle where Gonzalez remains. Righty still moving for the Pavos, although he has slowed down substantially. No balls and a strike on the shortstop. Lake Hare Figueroa. Batista's fastball misses outside. More misses to the glove side so far this inning than we had seen previously from Aldrin. Count even at 1-1. Batista spins and fires. Three-quarter swing. Running two-seam. A great time to bring that back out. Batista had gone more to the four-seam than the two-seam in this second and third time through the order. But facing Figueroa for the third chance, a running two-seam ties him in a knot. Ball and two strikes on Lake Hare. Bases loaded in an 8-3 ball game. Batista flutters the black and red glove and misses outside with a fastball. Up to 95, reaching deep into his soul for a little extra velo. Count even at 2-2 on Figueroa. See nothing but four seams and two seams. Target is out. Slider, strike three. A great time to go to that. After attempting time and again on Sanchez to get him to chase and never finding the obligation, Figueroa can't stop the bat in time. Here's Robert Gonzalez, and with a lefty warming, you wonder if Frankelli Arias was meant for this spot. He will not be. It's still Batista. Gonzalez a home run and a strikeout swinging. First pitch missing outside with the slider. Batista had good success against Robert Gonzalez with the breaking ball in his second at bat. The fastball stayed down the center and left the yard. That's the whole Pavos offense tonight. 1-0 chasing the slider. Further towards the glove side. This time Gonzalez obliges 1-1. Robert, all three RBIs on the day. Green Jackets started this inning with a triple to center field that burnt Drake Logan on a misread. But the Logan Sanchez Pineda 8-6-2 relay caught Grady down at the plate as he was looking for an inside-the-park home run. Since then, a single, and a walk. So the Green Jackets did not let that out at the plate ruin the momentum, but it was a big out number one that has kept them off the scoreboard here in this frame. After missing low and in with a slider, Luis Pineda's going out to talk. Catcher using the second visit of the inning and first by himself. Looks like it might be Heomar Diaz, who has traditionally been the closer for the Green Jackets, that could be getting the wave in from the bullpen, trying to keep the game where it is. Diaz has not been used exclusively as a closer, but he is the team leader in saves with four. 2-1 on the center fielder, Gonzalez. Breaking ball backhanded to keep it close by Pineda. Another slider low and in. Gonzalez not swinging this time. Three balls and a strike. Nowhere to put him. Boucher's on deck, 0-2. Compton at third, Verdung at second, Luis Sanchez at first. Bases loaded, two outs in the bottom of the sixth. 3-1 on Robert Gonzalez. Batista from the windup. Gonzalez hammers it, but he was late and it's foul. Fastball running away from the center of the dish at 93. Four straight sliders made the count 3-1, and then the first fastball of the at-bat is a two-seam. Full count. Everybody's going to be moving. Big pitch coming from Batista. And he missed low. Batista was walking off the mound. He thought he was going to get the call, but that was a ball below the zone. It's an RBI walk for Gonzalez, who has four driven in on the day. Compton scores, Verdung to third, Sanchez to second, and Pat Leland is coming to get Batista, who's gone a season-high 5 2/3, but comes up just short of getting through six. Arias coming on, we believe. It's a southpaw for certain. We'll confirm and tell you all about him when we return.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rate, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441. Good things are happening
at SRP. Fronkelli Arias in with the bases loaded and two outs. Pavos have scored one run on the bases loaded walk from Robert Gonzalez. Fronkelli Arias so far this season, 16 innings, a 1-1 record, 2.81 ERA. Arias throwing for the 10th time this year in his first season with Kannapolis. Batter is the lefty P.O. Boucher. Left fielder's 0-2 with a strikeout and a ground out to second. Boucher takes a first pitch below the knees at 90. Fastball, curveball, slider, changeup for Arias, making his second appearance against Augusta this season. Went two hitless innings in the series back in April, through on April the 12th. 1-0 Boucher cuts through the zone, empty-handed. Evens the count at 1-1. P.O. is 0-6 with four walks against left-handed pitching this season. Trying to find his first hit in a lefty-lefty matchup. Came up empty on the fastball. Arias is 1-1, too far outside. Cutting it to the glove side a tad too much. Two balls and a strike. Verdung at third, Sanchez at second, Gonzalez at first. The latter two walked. Verdung had a base hit through the left side. Two balls and a strike on Boucher. A little too far out once again. Not able to catch that corner. Ball three. Three balls and a strike with the bases loaded. Arias does have five walks against lefties and four against righty. Nine free passes in 16 innings. Boucher ahead 3-1. Arias out of the stretch with the bases full. Slide step down the middle. Boucher just didn't get a good look at that one. Arias able to mix up the timing and threw Boucher off his rhythm. So it's the second straight batter going full. Everybody moving once again. 3-2 from Arias to Boucher. Swing and a miss, strike three. Arias emphatic in his celebration. Boucher cut down on strikes. The bases are left loaded. Green Jackets score one. Get the run back. It's 8-4.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
A strange inning for the Pavos. Three hits, two walks, five men reach base. But a misplay turned triple turns out into the plate to start the frame. And the bases are left loaded when Frankeli Arias strikes out P.O. Boucher with one run in and two out. Kannapolis up 8-4 in the top of the seventh. It's a Georgia 8-1-1 call to the bullpen. Heomar Diaz coming on for the 10th time this year. Facing Logan Hernandez and Kane, Drake Logan, first pitch swinging, fouled back. Logan 1-for-2 with a walk, strikeout, and single. Diaz fastball, slider, changeup. A 0.75 ERA this year, just one earned run in 12 innings. 0-2 with four saves, 12 strikeouts, 11 walks. So the command, at times concerning, but Diaz has done a diligent job of keeping it tight and in the zone when it matters the most. Slider out, 1-1. Logan taking off the inside corner, ball two. Arias came in with the express purpose of facing the lefty. But there's nobody behind him, and he's no stranger to going many innings. So he'll have the seventh, if not more. Fastball chopped towards the third base coaching box, foul. Logan 4-for-10 on the week with six strikeouts. So it's been an odd phenomenon for him, where every out has been a strikeout, but every ball put in play has been a base hit. Also has a walk today. 2-2 to Logan, and there's another strikeout for him. Punch out number 7 on the week is the first strikeout for Heomar Diaz on a good slider. Diaz hadn't thrown since the 17th of May, so he's on 5 days rest. The goal was to get him a high leverage opportunity, but at this point he just needs work. And so Heomar will try to at least keep the ball game close and see if the Pavos have any more rallies left in them. Fastball goes all the way to the backstop, over the head, the mitt, everything of Harry Owen. Arcy Hernandez had the huge swing for the Cannonballers to go from a 4-3 lead to a 7-3 lead, a bases clearing triple. Back-to-back misses against the righty Hernandez. It was a two-strike, two-out double from Hernandez on a hanging slider out of Raben Corona just over the head of the sprinting Robert Gonzalez. Hernandez chases the breaking ball. Arcee's propensity to chase breaking balls below the knees is why you knew Corona was going slider at that point. He just a rare mistake in the zone. Slider on the inside corner, four straight. Two balls and two strikes. Diaz's longest outing this year was his last one, 2 1/3 out of the pen against Salem. He can give you multiple if you need to. Check swing, appeal to first, and Andrew Schrock says that he did not go around. Was a close one, but able to hold up just in time. Count goes full with Mikey Kane waiting. Arcee Hernandez trying to reach base for the third time in four opportunities. Payoff pitch to Hernandez. Outside ball four. So not unnormal or unnatural from Heomar Diaz. A strikeout and a walk in his first two batters. There are a lot of those time and again. Take a look across the Braves organization. Everybody's in action today, and a couple have already gone final, starting with the Major League Club. Our parent club, the Atlanta Braves, winning 3-0 in a shutout victory at Wrigley today. Fastball called a strike. There was a little bit of video board humor, or at least an attempt of it, from the Chicago Cubs, who are still a bit bitter about the game being stopped for Acuna hitting 70 steals last season. 0-1 to Mikey Kane, misses outside. Swanson stole a base. They put a joke on the scoreboard, and then they didn't score a run for the rest of the night. So, there you go. Down to AAA, Gwinnett trailing Jacksonville 8-7 as Owen just dropped the ball. Trying to frame up the fastball. He couldn't catch it clean, and Hernandez moves up 90 feet on what should be a pass ball. Two balls and a strike on Mikey Kane, who's 1-for-3 with a single. Had a bloop single off the mitt of P.O. Boucher that ricocheted to the shortstop, Lakehair Figueroa. Figueroa throwing to Sanchez at second in time to get the Kane trying to advance into scoring position. It's 8-7, Gwinnett trailing after four. Ian Mejia making his Gwinnett debut after throwing a no-hitter last start in Mississippi. Inauspicious way to begin his AAA career, fouled away 2-2. But there's a lot of game left, and apparently it's just one of those nights at Cool Ray Field. Everything's flying, and the runs are coming in waves. 2-2 to Kane. Just inside ball three. Another full count for Heomar Diaz. No stranger to those. Double-A Mississippi's up 5-1 in the bottom of the fifth. They're in Chattanooga against the Lookouts, who are in their 100th season and one of the final ones at that current ballpark. Fastball misses low. Back-to-back walks for Heomar Diaz. Maybe a little bit of rust after not throwing for almost a week. No balls put in play. That can make your defense get a little antsy. Strikeout, two free passes, and Wilbur Sanchez, who's 0-for-2 with a walk, will look for his first hit, but not before Elvin Nina goes out, the pitching coach, to have a conversation. Chattanooga trying to work on a new ballpark if they can get out of AT&T Field, but certainly a venerable franchise and stadium. A lot of former Green Jackets on that Mississippi roster. High A Rome, almost exclusively former Jackets. They're up 2-1 in another tight one with the Wilmington Blue Rocks. Emperors leading at home in the bottom of the eighth. Last night, our old friend Riley Fry got the afternoon start and went 6 scoreless. Fry now has the lowest minor league ERA across all four Braves affiliates, working at around a 1-3 between Augusta and Rome. He's allowed one earned run in 12 innings at the high A level. It was a leadoff solo homer to the first batter he faced, and since then, zeros. Fastball grounded towards second, a sliding stop for Sanchez. Only play at first. And a great play, Sanchez robbing Sanchez. Luis takes one away from Wilbur. Hernandez up to third, Kane up to second. And it's the fifth at-bat of the night incoming for Riku Nishida. FCL Braves started off 0-8. Since then, they've won four of their last six. And they beat up on the FCL Red Sox today. 11-2 the final there. Douglas Glaude had a homer. His first of the season. Fastball down the center. Nishida tries to duck away from it. Strike one at 93. Diaz 91-93. Nishida through the side and into left field. One run score station to station. Kane stops at third, but Riku Nishida, a little choke and poke baseball, got jammed on a fastball and still guides it past the drawn in Verdung. Nishida will bunt with two outs, so you have to be cognizant of that with a man at third. And Verdung just gets exposed for that fact. Second hit of the night for Nishida, who's 2-for-4, has his first RBI of the week. And Kannapolis gets the run right back. It's 9-4. Men at the corners for Ryan Galaney. Galaney takes a fastball in the inside corner. Ryan's 3-for-4 with 2 RBIs and 3 singles. We've seen 2 pitchers promoted from the FCL already, along with the catcher Harry Owen. Rolando Gutierrez, who threw Sunday, and Caden Morton, who had an FCL start on Monday, will likely see out of the pen on the weekend. Was late on that one down the center. From the stretch, Diaz coming home. Breaking ball bounced up the middle and into center field. Kane scores from third. The throw comes into third. Galaney has 3 RBIs on the day. He's got 6 in 2 games. Nishida stops at second. 10-4 Cannonballers. Kannapolis offense seemingly on command. And Nishida, Galaney, and Connor have been unstoppable. A 3-headed monster at the top of this Cannonballer order. Just the second earned run allowed by Heomar Diaz this season. Fastball out to Caden Connor, 1-0. Caden Morton will likely be out of the pen at some point this weekend. There's a lot of fans looking at the next wave of potential starters coming up from the FCL. Connor skies this one out of play, 1-1. FCL starting earlier and ending earlier this season. It'll be over right after the draft in mid-July. So if you've got guys who need reps still, there's 6 weeks of baseball where your only options are send them to Single-A Augusta or keep them in developmental camp. 1-1 fastball at the top of the zone. Connor doesn't like it, but it's strike two. Luis Aristigueta had another good start today. 3 starts, an ERA just a tick shy of 4. And 16 strikeouts in 11 innings. 1-2 fastball. Connor down chasing. Second strikeout, bookending the inning. But damage done by the Cannonballers. 2 earned runs off of Heomar Diaz. And the lead is up to a game-high 6. Cannonballers leading by a half dozen, 10-4.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally. For everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet.
With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
The first game with the Pavo Salvajes jerseys this season was Cinco de Mayo. It got rained out in the top of the second. This one, not a whole lot better. 10-4, Kannapolis up by 6. The offense has come fast and furious, especially at the top of the order. Scored in 4 of 7 innings, including 7 in the last 3 frames, off the starter Polo and the relievers Raven Corona and Heomar Diaz. Harry Owen leading off. Takes a 12-6 curve outside against the lefty Frankelly Arias. Arias struck out Pio Boucher to leave the bases loaded in the bottom of the 6th, facing a righty for the first time. Owen strokes it out to deep left field, but Riku Nishida, who always plays with his heels right on the track, makes the catch. Nishida plays deep and earns the benefit. Another hard hit out for Harry Owen as he hunts for his first hit with the Green Jackets. Isaiah Drake's 0 for 3, and now he'll see a southpaw. Drake 1 for 7 with 3 strikeouts against lefties this season. Takes the pitch below the knees. It's a cut slider at 88, has been up to 90 with glove side movement that he's shown exclusively to left-handed hitters. Curveball on the inner edge. Isaiah on a career high 3 times last night with his first multi-hit game of the season, along with a walk. Fastball misses up 2-1. Movement, but nobody throwing for the Cannonballers in the bullpen. Empty in the pen for the Pavos. Arias 2-1 from the windup. Drake a mile high on the infield. Silo shot. In front of second base, it's the shortstop, Wilbur Sanchez, now fumbling backwards. He makes the catch. High into the night sky. Took a long time for that one to land. It came back to earth just in time for Sanchez to make the play. Two up, two down. Arias has retired all 3 batters he's faced. And now the switch hitter, Jace Grady, turns around and hits from the right side. Grady's a natural right-hander, but he's 0 for 11 against lefties this year. Change up, a strike, nothing in one. Grady had the triple over the head of Drake Logan in center, but was out trying to advance it to an inside-the-park home run. Taken down the center. Change up that hung, and Grady immediately wants it back, 0-2. Arias looking to retire the side, and he will do so. Breaking ball in the dirt. Pineda did not tag. Now he throws to first, and the catch is made. 3 up, 3 down. Second strikeout of the night. For the lefty, Fronkelly Arias. It's all Cannonballers on a thirsty Thursday. They lead 10-4.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet hula!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Cannonballers lead 10-4, trying to add some for the fourth consecutive inning. They've scored 7 runs in the last 3 frames. Albertson Asian will lead off, followed by Luis Pineda and Drake Logan. Watching on the Green Jacket Baseball Network from SRP Park in North Augusta, South Carolina, my name is Noah Adcock-Howeth. Cannonballers well on their way to taking their second game in 3 tries against the Green Jackets. The first 2 ball games, pitcher's duels, very quick contests, neither of which lasted more than 2:05 on the game time. Today, Cannonballers' offense has been gangbusters. Asegun over top of the sinking fastball, 0-2, after Heomar Diaz allowed 2 earned runs. In inning number 7, it was the first time all year he's allowed multiple runs in the same contest, at least when both of them were earned, and neither of them were inherited in extra innings. 0-2 on Asian. It's from the right side. And just outside, Harry Owen thought it was on the corner. Doesn't get the call, and the Green Jackets frustrated from inside the dugout. 1-2 on a C, and Diaz working out of the stretch. Righty starting to throw in the pen for the Cannonballers. Slider bounced right back to Hiamar Diaz. He makes a nice play at ankle level. Underhanded flip over to Compton for the first out. A C and 0 for 4 with a hit by pitch. Luis Pineda's 0 for 4 but reached on an error, and now he steps into the box. Pineda since reaching on that error, two strikeouts and a walk. A strikeout and two ground balls. Flared up the center. Luis Sanchez to the second base side of the bag makes the catch. Two up, two down in the top of the eighth. Diaz finding a bit of rhythm in his second inning. Been in the zone repetitively, and the 1-for-3 Drake Logan is in. Logan hitting from the right side in center field today. He's been in the corners and at DH as well this season. Another first pitch swing in a night full of them for the Cannonballers, and it's out of play, nothing in one. Diaz from the stretch. Hard ground ball towards short. Figueroa, a diving stop, but he can't get out of the crouch. Never fully had it in his mitt. A great effort from Figueroa, but it's the second hit of the night for Drake Logan, who's on base for the third time. Two out base hit for the Cannonballers. Now 10 runs on 13 hits for Kannapolis. This is the same team that beat Fayetteville 22-1 when the Woodpeckers were still tied for first base last week. When they get going, it's a downhill boulder. There is no stopping a runaway freight train. First pitch, off speed to Arxie Hernandez, misses high. Foul back, 1-1. Arxie tonight been on base three times in four tries, 2-for-3 with three RBIs, single, double, walk, and a strikeout, the only time he's been set down. Has had trouble with breaking balls out of the zone, but has hammered them when they're in the zone. Two-hop chop to Figueroa. He'll go the long way to first, and a scoreless eighth inning for Hiamar Diaz. Good bounce back for him. Six outs to play with for the Pavos Salvajes. De Augusta in their first appearance of the 2024 season.
Getting. Discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey.
Beating them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. Right, tax slayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $15.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires autopay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Fronkelli Arias got four outs in four batters, a pair of strikeouts punctuating his evening. Solid job for him, and he's done. The eighth inning will be thrown by Connery Peters. Righty out of UT Arlington, University of Texas system, also played at Wichita State. A ERA just over 7 in 7 2/3, making his sixth appearance of the season. Had a great outing last time out. Back-to-back scoreless outings for Peters as he finds his footing. He'll face Compton, Verdung, and Sanchez. First pitch breaking ball. Finds the zone on Drew Compton, who's 2-for-3. Peters primarily fastball slider. There is a changeup as well. Compton, the switch hitter, out in front of the breaking ball over to first. Galaney has to flip it to Peters, and he covers the bag well for out number one. Five straight set down out of the bullpen between Arias and Peters. One up, one down for Connery. In his second season with the Cannonballers, seven games last year, had a 4.5 ERA. Peters was signed as an undrafted free agent from the UTA program. At the end of the 2023 draft, breaking ball outside to Will Verdung. Verdung one for two with a walk, a single, a run scored. Four runs, six hits, two errors for the Pavo Salvajes, who have left on four. 10 runs, 13 hits, zero errors for the Cannonballers. They've left on nine now, if you count that last inning. Called a strike on Verdung, one and one. Good slider. That's been the most utilized pitch for Connery Peters this season. Holds the hands high from the stretch and spins the fastball outside at 95. The 10 runs seen tonight are tied for the most allowed by the Green Jackets this season, with the 10 scored by the Fireflies on the road on April 27th. Fastball out, ball three. Green Jackets have allowed 15 hits twice, so two away from that marker being topped. But an offense-heavy day, at least for the Cannonballers. Pavos have put up four, but they still trail by six. 3-1 on Verdung. Takes outside his second walk of the night. Verdung's on for the third time in four tries. Good way to boost the on-base percentage. One on, one out. Luis Sanchez has a walk and two ground balls. Trying to find his first hit. That 10-run ball game from the Fireflies back in Columbia was a 10-6 contest back and forth. Five runs scored off of Adam Meyer and then five off the bullpen, the combination of Raven Corona and LJ McDonough. And McDonough, to his credit, since that outing has really flipped a switch, and he's been nearly untouchable time and again. He's had some bad luck with errors or coming in rough situations, but more often than not, McDonough has been one of the more reliable back-end arms. After the first pitch fastball missed out from Peters, Pineda goes out to calm him down. We'll see Adam Meyer tomorrow night in one of the more interesting pitching matchups, especially for prospect watchers, that we've had so far at SRP Park this season. Adam Meyer will take on Grant Taylor in a battle of highly touted college righties. Fastball in the outside corner. Meyer, the number 18 prospect in the Green Jacket system. Grant Taylor, he's right around the top 15 in the White Sox program. 1-1, fouled off the facing of the upper deck and bounces right back, return to center to Peters. He'll flip it out of play. But both of those arms incredibly highly touted into their final seasons of college ball, and then both had to get Tommy John in their draft year. Taylor coming back a bit quicker than expected. Adam Meyer, it took some time. Meyer took 2 years to get back on the mound as he dealt with a few repercussions and aftershocks and an oblique issue in 2023. But Meyer's had back-to-back quality starts and went six scoreless against Salem on Saturday. He'll have one less day of rest than he has the rest of this season. Third straight foul ball from Luis Sanchez. Fastball has been 92-95 from Connelly Peters. And Sanchez continues to battle. Wouldn't be surprised to see them bury a breaking ball here. Connery stands tall from the right-hand side on the first base half of the rubber. Short lead from Compton. 1-2 to Sanchez. Breaking ball is crushed out to deep left field. Way back there and gone. First pro homer for Luis Sanchez on a hanging slider, and it's 10-6. The 5'7 second baseman Sanchez leaves the yard, got a hanging slider, sends it 363 feet away off the Bridgestone sign. Second homer of the night for the Pavos. Might as well show off a little power. Sanchez tapping into something. He's been putting up some good swings, but that's the first time he leaves the yard. Ball game now 10-6. First home run allowed by Peters as he spikes a fastball to Lake Hare Figueroa. Sanchez did not leave the yard in the FCL last season, was a patient hitter whose RBIs came on gap-to-gap base hits. Figueroa takes a slider to even the count 1-1. Nobody in the pen right now. It's a four-run game. The Pavos Salvajes have made it closer. But it's still Peters for the time being. Now can reset himself, and he's ahead 1-2. That's the highest velocity of the night with that painted fastball at 96. Figueroa is 1-3. Ball and two strikes on the shortstop. He calls for time, and at the last second is granted it. William Pascal will allow Figueroa to use his timeout. Peters 6'6", 240, the 24-year-old throwing from the right side. Good downhill action, and that fastball just zips in there. Breaking ball missing low. Count even at twos on Figueroa. Got on base with a single in the first. Since then, a ground out and a strikeout. Nishida playing deep. Other two outfielders are shallow. Target is away. Slider. And the three-quarter swing is enough to stay alive. Figueroa just guiding it towards his own on-deck circle, where Robert Gonzalez lies in wait. That was the second Tax Slayer Slade hit of the night. Green Jackets now have 6 home runs here at SRP Park and 13 overall. 2-2 again. Slider called strike on the inside corner. Good front door breaking ball. Figueroa doesn't like it, but it found the corner. First strikeout for Peters and the second out overall. Green Jackets still far and away the lowest home run total in the Carolina League. The next closest is Charleston at 17. One of 4 teams with less than 20 joining Charleston, Salem, and the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Breaking ball misses out to Robert Gonzalez, 1-0. Robert, 3 true outcomes tonight. Home run, strikeout, and walk. 2 players getting their first stateside home runs this evening in the Pavos jerseys. Second consecutive slider, this one well placed on the outer rim. Makes the count 1-1. Bottom of the 8th, Cannonballers leading 10-6. The 0 posted by Diaz in the 8th was the first scoreless inning for Kannapolis since the 4th. 1-1, third consecutive slider, everything staying outside. Now Connery Peters has a little feel for that breaking ball. And Gonzalez has just been a bystander. Robert behind 1-2 after taking 3 straight curveballs. Target is high. Fastball trying to burn it past Gonzalez, and he lays off. Pineda flashed the target a little bit early. Gonzalez appeared to be anticipating it, nodding his head as he watched it all the way in. 2-2 with 2 outs. Fourth slider of the at-bat misses out to run the count full. Gonzalez getting on base would bring Pio Boucher to the plate, who's on deck. Boucher's 0-3 with a pair of strikeouts. Payoff pitch to Robert Gonzalez. Slider, ball 4. Just high for the second walk of the inning and second of the game for Gonzalez, who has 4 RBIs and 2 free passes. Boucher will indeed get a chance, but not before Blake Hickman has his say at the mound. Cannonballers will have one last chance to add to this lead in the ninth. Kane, Sanchez, and Nishida once again, who has been inescapable. Slowly, William Pascal moves his way out there to break up the meeting. Boucher's been pressing a tad. We had a great opportunity to speak with him yesterday as part of the Phoenix Printing pregame interview. It's one of the more interesting stories for a guy to have grown up playing youth softball before taking to hockey. The Levis, Quebec native, picking up baseball full-time around 14 or 15 years of age, came stateside playing JUCO ball, ended up getting drafted out of Southern Illinois. Slider, low and in, and swung through by Boucher, looking for his first hit of the night. Pio hitting 205 on the campaign. His best numbers have come when he's had lengthy stays multiple games in a row, but now the outfield has 5 capable members all at once, And Winston Sawyer's trying to rotate through who needs innings and who needs a day off. Pick over for Gonzalez. Unsuccessful. Breaking ball. Check swing. Appeal out to second. And Andrew Schrock, who has no type of angle out there, still saw enough to say Boucher went around. One of the hardest angles to judge, a lefty swinging. Umpire out in front of the second baseman, Mikey Kane. 0-2 on Boucher, target down the middle. Breaking ball right there, strike three. Three pitches, three strikes for Boucher. He's down on strikes, a pair of backwards K for Peters, and the first pro home run for Luis Sanchez. 10-6 the score. Diaz trying to keep it where it is as the bright orange moon dances its way across left center field.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at Wellstar, highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms.
One more at bat for the Cannonballers, 10-6 this score. And time is called before the first pitch of the ninth can be thrown by Heomar Diaz. A ball got off of the berm in left field and onto the field of play. An absolutely gorgeous night at the ballpark, Thirsty Thursday, so a large crowd coming in. And they've stuck around to see how this one finalizes. Mikey Kane begins the ninth, taking a called strike on the inside corner. Kane 1-for-3 with a walk and a run scored. His one hit was a bloop single off the mitt of P.O. Boucher. Takes that one in the dirt to even the count. And half the ballpark right now, at least on the first base side, have their cameras out and the phones out. There is a picturesque orange moon matching the orange jerseys of the Pavos just behind left center field. It's a good look out there for sure, and just adding to the pleasantries of the evening. Fastball just misses the outside corner, according to William Pascal, and the count's 2-1. Broken bat popped up behind third. Verdung roaming out, and he makes the catch for the first out of the ninth inning. Five of the last six batters have been retired by Heomar Diaz. Green Jackets only have 2 innings out of 9 so far this game in which they've retired the Cannonballers in order. That was the first and the fourth, both by Davis Polo. Wilbur Sanchez 0-for-3 with a walk and a steal. Hitting .238 on the year with a homer and 7 RBIs. He cranks this one into right field, and for the second game in a row, Sanchez is 1-for-4. His average jumps right back up to, you guessed it, .250. A perfect 25% hitter for the all-time leader in games played in Kannapolis history. Riku Nishida is now batting for a sixth time. If you're a Cannonballer fan, you love that. The Green Jackets, the Pavos Salvajes, anybody remotely associated with Augusta is less than thrilled by that fact. There's somebody throwing in the pen for the Cannonballers, and the catcher had one go through his legs off the pitch from the righty, so that ball had to be ran down by the man on deck, Ryan Galaney. Runner going on a delayed steal. Owen's throw is delayed as well, and Sanchez has his second steal of the night. Wilbur's now 4-for-4. And an extra insurance run is out into scoring position. Nishida 2 singles, a walk, and 2 groundouts to second. Sanchez still a big lead. Fastball bounces into the backhand of Harry Owen. Two balls, no strikes on the leadoff man. Diaz keeping his velocity all the way through. Up to 95 from the right side. Ryan Galaney on deck. Has a career-high four-hit day. Swings through the fastball at the knees or a bit below. Pulls his way out of the left-handed batter's box. Amidst some jeers from the fans who have stuck around. Nishida always stands at the very back of the box and stands right with his 10 toes, grouting the front of the line. Protects the outside well. He's flipped a couple base hits the opposite way, which is why Wilver Dung has to play closer towards the line. There's a lot of space on that gap, with the runner at second being held on by the shortstop Figueroa. Fastball just above the frame of Nishida. Three balls, one strike with first base open. A walk would initiate a double play opportunity, but Ryan Galaney has a career-high four hits. 4 for 5 with a couple RBIs. Fastball bounces in. Owen blocks it to keep Sanchez at second, but Nishida's on for the fourth time. Kings of on-base percentage. Nishida, who leads the Carolina League in walks, has two tonight, up to 35 on the year. He also has two runs, another category he led the Carolina League in. He now has 42 in 33 games played. Ryan Galaney, 4 for 5 with a few RBIs. Galaney hitting 372 on the season. Fastball called a strike. Digging in from the right side. Galaney spent part of last season here in Kannapolis, coming back for a second stint, and he has dominated the level. Breaking ball, late swing from Galaney, 0-2. Compton is playing away from the line, so Nishida is about a third of the way down the line between first and second on every pitch. Galaney hit 282 with a couple homers and 12 RBIs last year in 28 games, but he's jumped well above that number here, much improved after being popped in the 13th round of last year's draft out of Wofford. A veteran mid-major player who put up great numbers and has continued to do so in the pro ranks. Slider, strike three. Galaney goes down swinging. Second out of the inning, first time he's struck out tonight. 4 for 6, still not too shabby. Caden Connor has 3 RBIs. He's 2 for 5, including a 2-run homer that really started the offense. At that point, the Cannonballers had tied it to make the game 3-3 in the third, and then Kannapolis scored 7 in the 5th, 6th, and 7th combined. First pitch to Connor, a mighty swing, popped up towards the third base dugout. Verdung and Owen both chase over, but it continues to range, and it's up into the suite level. Would have been about 5 rows deep. SRP Park has the interesting notoriety of its suite levels being the closest to the field of any single-A ballpark. So if you're in the 200s, you're still right on top of the action. That was a key piece from the designers when it was built ahead of the 2018 season. Not a bad seat in the house or on the concourse that goes 360 degrees around. No balls and 2 strikes as the slider finds the corner. Not overly dissimilar from Atrium Health Ballpark, home of the Cannonballers, which was built 2 years later. Definitely some similar elements between two teams in the same league with ballparks right around the same time. 0-2 to Caden Connor, the lefty. Diaz misses outside with a fastball. Hiamar trying to go through a season-high 3 innings. Came in the 7th, allowed 2 runs. RBI singles from Nishida and Galaney. 1-2 on Caden Connor. Slider chopped up the middle. Figueroa ranging back behind the bag. Off-balance throw. Compton stretches. Not in time. Runner coming home. And the run will score. Sanchez just wheeled around third, never stopped with 2 outs. Connor gets an RBI single, a great effort from Lakehare Figueroa. Couldn't quite get the throw there in time. Nishida goes up to third. It's the 3rd run allowed by Hiamar Diaz. 11-6 in favor of Kannapolis. 4 RBIs for Caden Connor on the day. Nishida, Galaney, Connor, when you get to the top of this order, there's no rest for the wicked. First pitch to Albertson. Essien is a high fastball. Essien's 0 for 4 with a hit by pitch. 18 plate appearances so far for Kannapolis' top three. They've got 8 hits between the two of, or the three of them, with 2 walks as well. Essien a mighty cut over top of the fastball, 1-1. Green Jackets have a righty beginning to throw. Can't quite tell who that is. Almost looks like Joe Olsovsky, a position player. Fastball called a strike on the inside corner, about a ball and a half off, in fact, if you're looking at the true Hawkeye strike zone. But William Pascal has started to expand as this game has gotten deeper. 1-2 on Essien. Diaz from the stretch, slider into the mitt, strike 3. 2 Ks in the inning for Heomar Diaz, 4 3 frames, but Kannapolis tag him for 1 more in the 9th and 3 more outright. It's 11-6 entering the bottom of the 9th with a new arm coming on.
For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
11-6 ball game in the bottom of the 9th. Cannonballers 3 outs away from taking 2 of the first 3 to open the series here at SRP Park in Augusta. Non-save situation, but the Cannonballers will still turn to their fireballing closer, Jesus Mendez. Mendez 2-1 in 12 2/3 innings, has 5 saves. That paces the team. On 4 days rest, they just like to get him some work. Mendez fastball, changeup, slider, but that fastball in the mid to upper 90s. Good heat, little bit of ride, very tough to barrel up at every potential opportunity. Green Jackets will send Owen Drake and Grady Dew up to the plate, and it looks like we might have a pinch hitter. Not certain. Dawson Diamond had come out of the dugout at one point, but this will be Harry Owen once again. Owen's 0 for 3, but scorched a line drive to the fence that was ran down by Nishida in his last at-bat. Mendez 16 strikeouts in 12 2/3 from the right side. Opponents hitting 208 against him, and righty's just 143. He'll see Drake and Grady behind him. Lined right at the second baseman, Mikey Kane. So that's Harry Owen's last 2 nights in a nutshell. Hard hit ball right at somebody. Out number 1. 102 off the bat, not enough when it's perfectly placed. Mikey Kane didn't even have to move anything but the glove. 1 away. Connelly Peters goes an inning, gives up a hit, 2 walks, 2 Ks, and 2 runs on the home run from Luis Sanchez. Isaiah Drake's 0 for 4. First pitch swinging. Up the middle. Nice play up the middle from Wilbur Sanchez, and he just overthrew the bag. Tried to throw across his body. Drake motoring into second. Catcher was backing up, and Isaiah's out on the return throw. Pineda had come sprinting down the first base line on the backup for that very reason. It short hopped off the facing of the Kannapolis dugout right into Pineda's mitt, and a wide turn from Drake. He's cut down trying to advance. Green Jackets will not put a man on. That's the second out in 2 pitches. Barely any time to catch your breath. Jace Grady is 1 for 3 with a triple. Extended his hit streak and his on-base streak at the 2 position in the order. Grady takes a fastball in the outside corner. Jace now has hits in five straight and has tied his season high with 12 consecutive games reaching base. Fastball missed out at 95. 1-0 slider missing in. Right on the inside corner, it froze Grady, and it might have fooled the home plate umpire William Pascal as well, 2-0. He went up, down, up, and then down again without making a call. Fastball in, ball three. Drew Compton awaits. Kannapolis looking to push their lead of the division even higher. 11 runs, the most Augusta opponent has scored all season long. Breaking ball, chopped to second base. Mikey Kane can underhand flip to first, and the Cannonballers take a big-time victory, 11-6. They led from the fifth inning on. Green Jackets struck first, and the Pavos Salvajes are officially 0-1 on the 2024 season. Aldrin Batista will get the win. The loss will go to Davis Polo. There's no save in a five-run ball game. Batista now 4-1. Polo now 1-4. A rare game in which multiple runs were scored while Davis Polo was still in the ball game. And Polo just happens to have an evening in which he's just not able to get the job done. Got hit around a little bit in the third and then again in the fifth. A four-run fifth inning, including a bases-clearing two-out, two-strike double from Arxie Hernandez. That was the first batter that reliever Raben Corona faced out of the pen, and all three inherited runners came around to score, which certainly supersized the stat line of Davis Polo. Green Jackets now 18-23. They're five games behind Kannapolis at the top of the South. Cannonballers move up to 23-18, the antithesis of each umber's numbers. Kannapolis takes two out of three. They take an overall season series lead 5-4, and they'll just need win one of the final three ball games to at minimum split the series for the second time in a row against the Green Jackets. Tomorrow night, it'll be Adam Meyer on the mound for Augusta, coming off an outing last Saturday against Salem, which he went six scoreless frames and had the sinker and slider dancing wherever he wanted them to. Sinker, slider, changeup for Meyer has ridiculous movement on each of those first two pitches. Grant Taylor, the former top prospect out of LSU who missed his entire final collegiate season due to Tommy John, didn't get to throw in LSU's national championship run, but certainly still has that pedigree. He'll make his second single A start with the Cannonballers. Has an ERA of 4.5, gave up two earned runs in four innings in his last outing. Taylor's back quickly, and it will be him versus Meyer tomorrow night at 7:05. We'll be live at 6:50 on the Green Jacket Baseball Network, and we will have the Tax Slayer pregame show ready to introduce you to all of the information you could possibly need about tomorrow's Friday night contest. Augusta falls tonight by a score of 11-6. The Cannonballers offense continues to be one of the mightiest in all of single-A baseball, and they are angling for a playoff spot for the first time since joining this situation. Ever since minor league realigned, it's year number four, and it's been Myrtle Beach and Charleston, Kannapolis, trying to crash that party. We'll say goodnight to you now for Wes Cooper and our entire crew here at SRP Park. We are always appreciative of you stopping by and joining us on this broadcast. Cannonballers have taken two out of three. That offense is rolling along. Adam Meyer tomorrow trying to put up a roadblock. I'm Noah Adcock-Howard. Thank you so much. Have a great day.